Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Justin, Camden, 59 in Bangor, 55 in Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine, on Maine's News Talk and Information Station. VOM.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
You know, after the morning that you and I have had, no jury in the nation is going to convict us. In fact, can we just collectively take the agenda that we spend probably 6 hours preparing? Do you have your copy of it
right there?
Yeah, can you grab it out of there?
Yeah.
And let's just give an audio indication to our listeners as how the morning has been. You ready? Okay. 1-800-966-1039 is the telephone number. Firehouse Friday, by the way. Firehouse Subs honoring first responders all over the state of Maine and with locations all over the Pine Tree State as well. With a $20 gift card that you can win today. Firehouse Friday with the College of Political Knowledge. Coming up shortly here on Maine's Morning News. But right now online, too.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Good morning, Mr. President.
I have a couple... Good morning. I have a couple of campaign endorsements to announce that have come across my desk. These are very great endorsements. First off, we have Susan Collins. Jesus Christ himself has come out to endorse Susan Collins. This is a very big endorsement. And we have an endorsement for Graham Plattner from a corporation. This is a very big endorsement for him, yes. Viagra has come out to endorse Graham Plattner. Because if he gets elected, we are all going to be screwed.
Mr. President.
That is all, boys.
That is all. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News. Finally Friday vibes. What tees you off?
Yes, I was surfing the interwebs last night. And I was on the online dictionary, and next to the word butterface was a picture of some person I don't know. Who is Sidney Sweeney?
1-800-966-1039. There was talk about trying to get her to be Supergirl, and she might have even made the movie a whole lot better than, you know, what it's going to be. But is Emma Frost? Again, I'm a happily married man. I notice you're not defending... You have swooned over the name Sidney Sweeney before on this broadcast.
Yes.
If you're not, you're not a red-blooded American male. I'm sorry.
Amen.
There's line two right
Good
there.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
We need a law to protect us from Shauna Bellows.
Princess, dialing in from the Lakes region this morning. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. You're on Maine's Morning News now here on VOM, 101.3 Augusta and 103.9 Bangor. And people are listening to us as we stream at WVOMFM.com. Hey, caller, what tees you off?
What tees me off is the price of housing in the state of Maine and everybody talking about the lack of housing as well. And when you go to get a building permit, they have you make your house incredibly super efficient, and then they do, in order to get a building occupancy permit, they make you do a blower door test to see if there's any air infiltration and things like that. Mm-hmm. And once your house is tight enough to get the occupancy permit, they make you put an ERV in, which makes you introduce exterior air into your house. Oh. And then you have to pay for electricity to run the ERV. Doesn't sound really efficient to me. I wish they'd reconsider that.
1-800-966-1039. That man just did a fantastic job of explaining in about 45 seconds how the state is, not is, but has put so much regulation and caused the very problem that they're bitching about now.
Did I say that?
Amen.
Did I say that, Edward, out loud?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't. Steve, best neighbor in the world. I thought the same thing, but I'm not going to read your text message. Dirty old man. Line two, Paul Wolf. Now, line one. Line one goes to
Noah.
No. Nothing's ringing. Not only the computer, but now the phone system has decided to. I got to look at my note that says calm down. I need to go to my happy place.
I'm going there this weekend.
Right now, I'm not really sure what my happy place is. could be a bowling alley for all I know right now. There's line one, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
You know, any judge, politician, or anybody working in public office that says a man can be a woman and then shower in women's spaces, go play in women's forms, to be removed from their hole.
We got your gist, and we're sad that your phone is cutting out on us. Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News. We ask yous, what tees yous off?
You said that you're going to your father's funeral, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you say that he passed away a few months ago?
Yes, he passed away a few months ago, and he was in Florida, slowly spending my inheritance. And he was cremated. And now we're bringing him home, so his funeral service is on Saturday, and his interment is on Saturday. Thanks for asking, though. I appreciate it. Yeah, someone might have wondered that. It's that whole snowbird thing, right? Super, super-sized edition. My dad would say to me, just press the button, son.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Although apparently that last call was such a downer that now no one has dialed 1-800-966-1039. Shall we go back to talking about Sydney Sweeney?
Sure. I haven't watched season 3 of Euphoria. I've heard mixed reviews.
Okay. I was curious, so I went incognito and watched it because I was scared of what would come up on my Facebook feed with Elizabeth looking over my shoulder.
Ah.
What's with the dog outfit?
Yeah. Well, wait, season 3? See, I haven't gotten... Was that in season three?
I don't know.
Maybe. I think it is season 3.
But what's the one with her where she goes in and opens up the refrigerator and takes out like the whiskey? No, it wasn't whiskey. It was... Oh, look, the phone's ringing now. 1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning. Yeah, actually, I have a question. Graham Plattner claims PTSD for his past... problems, but was he ever in actual combat?
I don't have an immediate... Paul, can you click a couple of... Mm-hmm. I'm sure someone knows that immediate answer. I don't have it right now. Immediately. 1-800-966-1039. There's a lot of questions, by the way. I've been thinking about this. Caller, hang on. A lot of people are like, well, how can he be 100% disabled and still doing what he's doing? Well, it's a numbers game when it comes to getting your disability after serving your nation. And you can be like 80%, 60%, whatever percent disabled based on one sore shoulder or a hearing loss. It's like a Facebook relationship status. It is complicated. Caller, hi. Maine's Morning News. What tees you off?
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Mr. Man. Better than that you're on the radio with me and Paul. What, if anything's got you going this morning?
Last night, I was sitting in my living room watching the news, and I had a knock on the door.
Oh, boy.
I went and answered the door, and there on the porch was a young fellow, probably college age, in a yellow vest with a notebook.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Tell us more.
You know where we're going.
Yeah.
And he said, and he told me he was, I think he said it was the People Alliance of Maine.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, well, I want to talk to you about Trump. And I looked at him and I said, I like Trump. And he just turned around, walked down the stairs, and walked down the driveway. Never said a damn thing.
Okay. You just, sir, can I test just your first name? Just your first name?
Same as yours, Rick.
Rick. All right. So, okay. The smart Rick, maybe with a K, on the phone, has just given all of us the playbook. This is what we need to do. If there's more important things to do in my life, if someone comes to the door and says, I want to talk to you about Trump, just say to them, what did you say to him, Rick?
I think I said, what do you want?
And then you said, I like Trump, as I recall.
Yeah, I just said, I looked at him and said, I like Trump. And yet, that's not the answer he wanted.
Okay, so when someone comes to your door and tries to bother you, say, I like Trump. And watch them turn tail. And you go back to your TV show or back to your Swanson TV dinner or maybe the chips and dip and a glass of Pinot. Line two, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. The mayor here.
Hello, mayor. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but I have a little issue. Not with politicians. I got an issue with you guys today.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened there, but about a year and a half, 2 years ago or so, you closed up shop there in Rockland, Maine, and now the reception is horrible. I can barely hear you in and out. You tell your bosses, the mayor said, turn up the volume. I want to hear what's going on. I don't know what the hell they've done, but they're getting awful cheap in their old age. Turn the volume up.
First of all, it's a miracle that we run on the air right now this morning, okay?
Right?
And also that we have even any content to broadcast, but the fact that the mayor would just share that with us. You hear that, BB Big Cheese? You hear that, Lewis? Turn up the volume. 1-800-966-1039. You want to grab the call on line one.
Gorda, caller, what tees you off?
Hello, my...
Oh, try that one more time. Your phone was all wonky on us.
Am I on?
You are on now, friend. Please tell us what, if anything, tees you off.
I'll tell you. Changing my license plate. Why is there always that one nut that is so corroded that it won't come on?
Yes!
And a five-minute job turns into blood because the license plate is sharp, and now I have to go buy new brackets, and so that's what tees me off today. Have a great day.
In case anyone asks, and you're willing to answer honestly, you're listening to Maine's Morning News on VOM, the voice of Maine. Turn up the radio!
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.